Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Mark chapter 11, verse 1 to 10 says, "Now when they drew near Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, and he said to them, 'Go into the village opposite you, and as soon as you have entered it, you will find a colt tied.'" There is underlying colt tied, "on which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it." Underline "loose it." "And if anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it.'" Underline "the Lord has need of it." "And immediately he will send it here.' So they went their way and found the colt tied by the door outside on the street, and they loosed it." "But some of those who stood there said to them, 'What are you doing, loosing the colt?' And they spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded. So they let them go. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it and sat on it." Yes, he sat on it. Verse 8 now. I'm trying to read verse 10. "So many spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down leafy branches from the trees and spread them on the road." "Then those who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, 'Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" "Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord." "Hosanna in the highest." May the Lord add his blessing, his illumination, his mercies, his grace and glory to the reading of his word. Amen. Hallelujah. We see a beautiful story about the triumphant entry of our dear Lord Jesus to Jerusalem. As I read this passage this morning, the whole picture of the Bethphage, Bethany, Jerusalem, Mount of Olives just came to mind. Because when the Lord took me to the Holy Land many years ago, and I was going to the Mount of Olives, overlooking the old city of Jerusalem, as we were climbing the mountain, I saw somebody by a pole, like electricity or a pole, sitting beside by the road. And this person had held the pole and was seriously crying. It wasn't like tears were dropping, but this guy's whole face was in tears. I said many people repent when they go to the Holy Land. I'm sure that that person was having a wonderful experience. But Jesus Christ was moving into Jerusalem. He had to go there because there he had to die. Of course, they were going to take him outside the camp of Jerusalem and kill him. But Jesus Christ was going into Jerusalem as a king. That was the first time he was outwardly displaying that he was a king. Because Jesus never allowed people like a motorcade to go before him or people to hail him that he is a king or something. He never did that. But for the first time, Jesus Christ went into his element as a king. Yeah. So you must understand the significance of this triumphant entry. And you must understand it in the sense of he introducing himself as a king and bringing his kingdom on earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So for the first time, Jesus goes into a kingly kind of element that he had to be in. And people were in front of him, some were behind him, hailing him, saying, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna.
Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord." The rule of David was very important for the people of Israel. It was a time that they enjoyed a golden age on earth. They had the widest territorial limit, land territory during the time of David. So they were very fond of the kingdom of David. It was a time that they subdued their enemies all around. And it was a time that they had a taste of the coming kingdom of God. So when Jesus was entering into Jerusalem, their mind went back to the time of David. And to them, the kingdom of David was coming back. How was it going to come on this earth? Except when Jesus Christ goes to the cross and he dies. So I want us to understand for a basis that the triumphant entry is about the kingdom of God coming practically into our lives. That is why Jesus allowed himself to be treated like a king with a motorcade. And that is why they remembered the shadow kingdom of God, that is the kingdom of David. But I want us to note some few things that is going to help us to realize the kingdom of God, because actually the kingdom of God was coming, yes, but it was coming into the lives of the Gentiles first before the Jewish people. In order for the kingdom of God to come into our lives, we have to have a certain disposition. The disposition that the colt, that is the young of a donkey, was in. Yeah, we have to have that disposition, because Jesus rode on that colt into establishing the kingdom of God. Jesus did not ride on a horse. Because that was a sign of kinship, really, to ride a horse. But Jesus rode a young donkey. What does that tell us? It tells us that although Jesus is going to establish his kingdom in your life, he is going to do it in a very humble way. So Jesus did not need a horse, he needed the young of a donkey. The young of a donkey is talking about a disposition where you are humble. Because it is with humility that God's kingdom will come in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You want the order of God to be in your finances. You want the order of God to be in your ministry. You want the order of God to be in your family life, in your career. I want us to understand that we need the disposition of a donkey, a young of a donkey, the disposition of humility. You know, a donkey is, there is an English phrase when we say that a work is a donkey work or a donkey job, it means that it is so low, it is so low, you know, it is so dirty, it is so humiliating somehow. But I want you to know that those are the things that God wants to ride upon, so that he brings his order, his rule into your life. God is such a big God. He is so able to do everything that he doesn't need a horse. He doesn't need a very glamorous, very majestic animal or job or disposition in order to bring his rule into your life, in order for you to have what God has ordained for you. He is so great that he doesn't mind. He can use the littlest, the most looked down upon job, you know. He can look at the use the most looked down upon person to bring his rule into your life. So you must have a certain disposition. Don't look down at the meek. Don't look down at people who are low. You understand that their job, you may call it a donkey job. Don't look down at it, because that is what God wants to write. That is what Jesus wants to write to bring his kingdom into your life.
Amen.
Amen. I want to tell us something, ladies and gentlemen, that no job is too low for God to use to bring His rule into your financial life. Whatever your job is, whatever your profession is, whatever thing that you go to every day, whatever it is, I want you to know that if only you are going to do it well, Jesus will use it.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There have been people who have done very menial jobs who are now billionaires now in Africa. I know people who have been carpenters, who have built houses all over Takwa, the big ones though. These big houses that we see in Takwa, and in Accra. This person has owned it, an ordinary carpenter who had not even been to school. Outside of Africa, we have seen people who have risen so high and gained respect so high, you know, who have been dropouts from school. The likes of Bill Gates and all those people, they didn't have very wonderful doctorates or professors, or it wasn't like that. They just did something very humble, from a very humble beginning, and Jesus wrote on it, and a semblance of His kingdom is established on this earth. So I want you to know that no job is too low. No work is too low for you. You only have to humble yourself and accept it with your heart and know that God can use it and do it well with all your heart as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you receive the reward for whatever work you do. So God is calling us to humility. The humility of a colt, the young of a donkey. We need to understand what humility is. Because some of us, the idea we have about humility is not really the kingdom type that Jesus will ride on. So let's kill some sacred cows now. Wow. First of all, I want you to know that humility is not shyness. Some people think that if you are shy and you don't look into the eyes of people, it means you are humble. They think humility means that when you are coming, then you bow like that, and you put your head down when you are talking to an elder person, and that shows that you are humble. Something that if you say Lord, Lord, or Pastor, Pastor, or maybe Daddy, and those things, then it shows that you are humble, and you know you shouldn't be deceived. People, their greatest pride is when they are called Daddy. Hey! You see, small boy Daddy. And what betide you if you don't call him Daddy? First of all, they will not bless you. They will not pray for you. You are a very disloyal person. Just because you don't verbalize Daddy. I want to remind us that the people who said blessed is he who come in the name of the Lord, the people who said that he is the king, the people who put their clothes down for him to walk upon, and they said Lord, Lord, those are the people who said kill him.
Mercy. Now, I want to go to one time, go to one time right there. Ah, it's not that you're back, or by your listening.
So, humility, I'm talking to you about kingdom humility. The religious one is where you bow and you say Lord, Lord, and Master, and those things is just in word, but your attitude, it doesn't show it. Humility is not a lack of vision or zeal or drive. Sometimes when people, you meet people and you ask them maybe what they want, and they say, I don't know what I want, you know, you tell them to make a choice, and they say that, oh, you give me anything that you want. We think those people are humble because they don't have a choice. You know, they are so humble that they don't even want to choose. They come to your house, what shall I offer you? They say anything. They cannot say that, give me this wine. I want to drink red wine or blue wine or something. We think that the people who come and say that, give me wine. You don't have wine. Those people are proud. But the people who come and they don't seem to know what they are about. Every time they say yes, everything they say yes, and they are always flattering you, we think they are the humble ones. Humility is not a lack of ambition. Because there are some people, you meet them and you wonder where they are going. You talk to them and you realize that this person doesn't know what he should even get to get somewhere. You ask them, what do you want to become? What do you want to achieve? And it's as if they don't want to achieve anything.
Now,
These are the nice, Mr. Nice and Mrs. Nice. They are congenial. They agree to everything. They don't seem to have an opinion. We think they are humble, but that is not kingdom humility. There are some people too who don't like talking. But ladies and gentlemen, if your temperament is such that you don't like talking, it doesn't mean you are humble. You know, because sometimes you meet some people and they are the chatting type. You meet others and they are very quiet, they are very sober, you know. You see it on their face. Their face is a quiet face. And you think that, well, that is a humble person, the other one is a proud person. But I beg to differ, ladies and gentlemen. We say, oh, he is very quiet, he is humble. You see that, you see his face, you know, like you bring a young man to your parents and you see that the guy doesn't like talking. He's such a quiet looking guy. Oh, no drama. And sometimes we think that one is humility, is humble. Hey! There was a time that the Bible says that David, when he got to the mount, you know, where they were going to fight Goliath, David went around and he was saying, what is going to be given to the person who killed this uncircumcised Philistine? And then they would tell him, he was a young guy, he was like a colt, very young guy, but he was like a savvy kind of person. Say, what shall be done? He'll move to the next soldier. What shall be done? I mean, the guy was all over the place. And his brothers, who were already trained soldiers, they felt that, no, the guy was being too arrogant. He said, I know your heart. I know your pride. I know why you are here. David said, is there not a cause? David appeared like somebody who was like savvy person, you know? And they mistook it for pride. But David was the most humble person. That is why through him the shadow kingdom of God was established in Israel, that they dreamt of a time that the Messiah will come, that they will see the kingdom of God again. This is somebody that the king gave his armor to, that used my armor. David took it, wore it, and then he took it all and gave it back to the king. He says, I can't use it. I'm going on my own. You think it's pride, but it was great humility. When it happens right now, The label that you will get, you will not like. That the king gave you his armor. And you dare to say that this armor is not. It's not correct. Hey! You would have been in trouble. The opposite of David was King Saul. The Bible says at the time that he was going to be made a king, he went into hiding. So someone searched for him. They searched for him all over the place. They couldn't find him. And then they saw that he was hidden behind some stuff somewhere, like some materials he had gone to hide inside. Coming, Kino.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.